Chapter 2. Life at the Private School. When Sarah entered class the next morning, everybody stared at her. Every student, from Lavinia, who was nearly 13, to Lottie, who was only just 4, had heard all about her. Lavinia was already jealous. She said, "Look at her fancy clothes. She's spoiled." Miss Minchin called Sarah over. Miss Minchin was tall and respectable-looking. She had cold eyes and a cold smile. "Your father hired a French maid for you," she said. "He must want you to learn French."
I think he hired her," Sarah said, "because he thought I would like her, Miss Minchin."
Miss Minchin smiled coldly. "You're not a princess. Things aren't done because you like them. You will learn French."
Sarah was actually a very polite girl. Otherwise, she would have told Miss Minchin that her mother had been from France.
And Captain Crewe had loved her mother's language. He still spoke it with Sarah often.
"I haven't actually studied French, but," Sarah replied.
She wanted to be clear without being impolite.
"That's enough," Miss Minchin snapped.
Then she sent Sarah off to see the school's French teacher. A few minutes later, the French teacher came to see Miss Minchin, with Sarah following behind her. She said, "Madam, this girl hasn't learned French. She is French. She speaks beautifully."
"You should have told me."
Miss Minchin was very upset.
"I'm sorry," said Sarah.
Miss Minchin knew she hadn't allowed Sarah to explain. Now some students were listening and giggling. This made Miss Minchin very angry. From then on, she really disliked Sarah.